get ironed out. I couldn't use the pool at all. It was like a pond.
Okay. Oh, by the way, the other day when we were talking on North America, I had in my code plug, Limark North America was programmed wrong. That's the reason why I can never come back to you.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, when Richie set up my code plug, he must have been a little bleary-eyed, because there was some goops in the analogs also. So, I think I've gotten them all straightened out over the weekend.
Okay, Richie's okay. He's listening to us. Hi, Richie. But he's bushed. I guess you bored him to tears.
Well, I've got the digital on the external antenna. I wanted to test it out. Everyone was saying I was spotty when I was in Nassau, but Richie said that was an area he was spotty in the other day.
Okay. Well, we've been not going to KMAC. We've been going to a different one. So, I take it you're talking about KMAC as the other frequency, right?
Yeah. We came up with another entrance point into that same talk group. But Richie didn't program it yet. He'll let you know about it.
Okay. I might be within range in a few minutes. I don't know if they did any work on it, but it's been spotty up here.
Well, I'm almost at the tunnel, so if you bring it up, you'll probably be talking to Richie by then.
All right. Okay. I will chat with you then, if you're almost there. Stay on here then, I guess, for your duration, a few more minutes.
Oh, I got a quarter mile, and then I hit the submerge whistle. Okay, time for me to say 7-3. I'm at the toll plaza. Take care, and 2-Zeddy, be clear, Midtown Tunnel.
7-3, KB2NQ and Motel.
Gee, thank God that guy's gone.
Now, you want to go to, 4Z?
Yeah, give it a shot. I'm sticking up.
N2RQ, N2RQ, this is N2PPL, N2L.
Head N2PPL.
ENS. at 830 WQVL repeater system.
Stronger than lashing it, you know, to the
you know, with tape or a rope to the, you know, that 6 foot mast. I think the, my base is probably heavier.
Yeah, these are not movable signposts. These are the things that are cemented in the ground, and this, it actually looked like an inverted U, if I remember. Anyway, we'll see when we get there. I don't think Matt is staying the whole day. I'm not sure, so I think that's why he needed something maybe to put the car on, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I thought Matt said that when he leaves, he has to leave with his equipment, so therefore he'd have to take the, I'd have to move my car, and he'd have to take the thing down anyway, if using Matt's base and not lose base. Anyway, did you get the email I sent you last night?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to play it, but I read your explanation.
It's only like a minute and 45 seconds, so it shouldn't take that long.
All right, you know what? I'll play it now. All right, let me sign. Oops, yeah, I'm just waiting for some download here. All right, let me sign and I'll listen to it. KGKMB.
KGKMB, beat the ZX mobile.
KGKMB with a quick question, N2PPL.
N2PPL, KGKMB, how are you?
Yeah, I was just checking to see how you were fixed for operators this afternoon. I don't know how long this, I assume you all were talking about the Cradle of Aviation, and I'm just wondering, for starters, how long does it go today?
We go till 4:30. Sometimes the band is actually dead by 4, so we may still have to pack up a little bit, but we'll probably have at least two radios on the air. And so there's always room for operators. How you doing with your 17-meter DXCC?
Well, the propagation has been rather poor on the days that I actually have a chance. I was trying for both the Vatican and Seychelles over the last 4 days, and I could hear the guy in the Vatican somewhat, but just could never break through the pileup. So for the most part, propagation has not been my friend. But I thought about, I didn't know if maybe you guys want a little bit of help. I could maybe be there, say, around 1:30-ish this afternoon if you want some help. Either operating or taking down or whatever. Just let me know.
Yeah, we would definitely love to have you come down and operate. So, that's fine. 1:30 is fine. Usually we'll get a few more people in the morning, and then the afternoon sometimes just takes a little longer. But we're doing two things then. Anyway, we're logging and operating. So there's always two positions at every station, which means essentially if we're able to get the two stations up and running, that's four people at a clip. So that's fine. Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you down there, Julia. The band has been open. I did not hear Vatican. I saw Seychelles, but I didn't, I worked them on, good grief, I forget where I think I worked them on 20, but the 17 has been open. What I've been trying to do, I have more than 100 contacts, but I only have, I think, 64, 65 confirmed. So what I've been trying to do is work stations that, I need the confirmation of and see whether I can get it to logbook of the world. I didn't want to send out QSL cards. Anyway, but lots of activity. Last night in particular, lots of 17-meter activity.
In nighttime, it seems to be really, really good, but unfortunately that is exactly when I have to be asleep to go to work. My work schedule pretty much exploded, and I've only had... Today's only my third day off this entire month, so that's the problem. It's coordinating the time when the band is really, really good and when I can actually be up and actually working it. So it's been kind of slow for me to make some contact. Strangely enough, not on 17, but actually on 20, really strange, I managed to work a guy in Sweden. Which was kind of surprised me because the conditions were rather poor. I really couldn't hear anything else in Europe at all, so I was kind of surprised that I got this guy. It was probably due to the fact that he, I think, was running like a 4 over 4, and I forget what his power was, but he was definitely using an amp. So he came back to me and gave me a 5.5, so that wasn't too terrible. But it just kind of surprised me because I'm not used to getting, you know, the Nordic stations, Scandinavian stations at all. It was like, I think it was only like maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. So anyway, back to you, N2PPL.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if there's another station in there. Let me let it drop for a second. It's kind of interesting then, because I'm using a vertical, and as far as I could tell, there really was a lot of activity. And again, on 17, I think I worked Norway, which I hadn't worked before on 17, Germany, France, Italy. England was a tough one, and Scotland, there was... I might have worked Scotland. No, I worked Northern Ireland. Worked Northern Ireland all on 17. It's just kind of weird conditions, I guess. Maybe verticals. I don't know what you're running there, but maybe the verticals worked well. Anyway, Julia, let me go. I have to just listen to something on the computer and get ready to run over to the cradle. So hopefully we'll see you over there about 1:30. Yeah, it sounds great. And to PPL, KTKME.
I'll see if I can try and get lunch taken care of, maybe even a little bit before that. So I might be able to get there even a little bit before 1:30. I will have the DMR with me, so that's the radio I will be using. So if you have yours, turn it on, and that way if I need to reach you, I can reach you, or vice versa. As far as real quick on the vertical, mine's a shortened vertical, it's a portable, and as you know, I'm not far from a hospital, so there's an awful lot of extra RF and noise floor that I have to deal with. But when the solar number is above 100, usually my conditions improve. That particular day, I think it was only like 30 or something. So chances of my getting through to too many stations was fairly low in the first place. Anyway, I'll talk to you a bit later. I'll give you a call on the DMR when I get on the road, and let you know when I'm on my way. Take it easy. K2KNB, N2PPL, 73.
73, Julia. Catch you later. K2KNB.
Okay, not about 20, all right.
past Peninsula Boulevard. All right, not a problem. All right, let me, look at this thing. All right. I'm funking around here a little bit while I'm checking things out. All right, I'll catch you later, Jerry. KTKNB.
Shut up.
Okay,
KTKNB. This is an X-Mobile.